It's been a tough week for Scott Walker, having a truckload of signatures filed against him, hoping to force Walker into a recall election. The governor responded by raising more money and going on national conservative talk shows. Tomorrow, other GOP politicians and grassroots supporters plan to come together and hold a 3-hour outdoor rally just a few blocks from Walker's home in Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa resident Paris Prokopis helped organize the event. He says it doesn't matter if the temperature may only be 25 degrees.
And look how much cold weather the Packer fans braved to go watch a Packer game in Green Bay. And I argue that Scott Walker is as important to the state of Wisconsin as the Packers are.
Prokopis says he likes Walker's stance on collective bargaining, voter ID, concealed carry, and Wisconsin's business climate. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish plans to speak at tomorrow's rally, as do the Republican U.S. Senate candidates and other GOP politicians. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski says some Republican candidates who stand with Walker do so at their political peril.
They're going to have to wrap their arms around him. It's going to be a really interesting thing to see in the Republican Party. People are going to have to run to the right of Scott Walker, leaving themselves unelectable come a general election.
Zielinski says the Democratic Party will be watching tomorrow's rally for Scott Walker. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.